Well, I really wanted to keep this simple tonight for us so that we really will have a joyful heart, remembering the beauty of Jesus' sacrifice, as well as the fellowship we share with one another. You know, as the body of Christ tonight, we share together in our recognition of our eternal bond in the interwoven spiritual partnership we received when we were born again. And it is that common bond we all share with God, His Son, and one another. And, you know, just like the first communion, which Jesus initiated at what we call the Last Supper, and by the way, I was really taken today when, again, I was reminded that it was the day and the night of His betrayal that this particular event took place. And so we continue today with the wine and bread, which are symbolic, thanking God for His love expressed in the giving of His Son, and in Jesus' willing sacrifice as the Passover lamb offering, and eternally paying the price for man's sin and the consequences of that fallen nature. I thought it'd be so wonderful to read some sections from, especially this section of Ephesians chapter 2 from the New King James Version. You can listen along or whatever, read along. We just love this section, Ephesians chapter 2. It says, "And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." We all know who that is. "The Spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." But God. Let's say it together here, you guys.
Yeah. But God.
But God. And God is rich in mercy, and isn't it great that God is rich in the very thing that we need? See, God's withholding of merited judgment, not receiving that which you do deserve. And it's because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, and you know what? We didn't even know it. We were born with a sin nature. Thank you, Adam. But we just inherited it. That was our spiritual inheritance, the old nature. Mm-hmm. And it's passed down child to child, bloodline to bloodline, generation to generation. And then all of a sudden, there was Jesus. And He had a mission. Actually, it was a twofold mission. Make known the enemy and declare who God was as our Father. Mm-hmm. And boy, He did it. Unbelievably admirable, just such a godly thing. "But we were dead in trespasses. He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And He raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, we are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk." You know, many, if probably not all of us, have participated in an event like this, I suppose, many times before. So, will today be any different for you? Can it be different from other times? Could this possibly be the day for the realization of your complete and total forgiveness? Can healing really occur because of what Jesus did? The answer to these questions, the kind of rhetorical questions are, the answer to these questions and others is unequivocally yes. release from fear and condemnation, freedom from sin consciousness, right standing before God, miraculous health and healing, and perfect peace are among the many, many benefits we have already been provided with through the work of Jesus Christ. So how can these things be realized in our lives? What is the missing link to overflowing with the simple promises and truth so eloquently promised in the Bible? Well, certainly one of the keys is the application of simple faith to bring into fruition that which is genuinely needed and desired. And we read very simply about that in Hebrews 11:1. I'm going to be sharing from the Amplified Version. It says, now faith is the assurance or the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for or divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Faith is the assurance. It's the title deed. It is the confirmation of things that are definitely divinely guaranteed. So, my encouragement is that as we reflect, participate tonight, we enjoy the memory of Christ's perfect work. We're certainly challenged to exercise faith, to trust that God Almighty is working on our behalf, and He has great things in store for each and every one of us. And we can absolutely say, number one, because Jesus is the Lord of my life, I confess that I have been completely forgiven and God holds me blameless. I expect and I believe change is occurring because God loves me and has blessed me. There's nothing I have done or ever will do that can separate me from God because the sacrifice of Jesus paid the ransom in full and I am redeemed. Does this sound like manifestations tonight? I mean, just so beautiful. And number two, because Jesus is the Lord of my life, I confess that sickness and disease have been dealt with, and I have wholeness. What Jesus did spiritually for me has enabled me to experience the fullness of His finished work physically, and tonight, I claim my victory in Christ. And this is that record in Mark chapter 14 where he's sitting there with the disciples. And it says, and as they were eating, he took the bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, take, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. And they all drank of it. And he said to them, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. So I trust that you have bread and juice or wine there close to you somewhere. And this is what I'd like for us to do, that as, and you can say this silently, of course, but as you take the bread tonight, which will be the first part of this communion, and communion is like the common union. It's the thing that we're sharing together because we're the body of Christ. The bread is representative of the body of Christ, and here we are. We're the body. So we get to share in this event together. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe it'd be cool if, you know, you could say this to yourself or, you know, however it works in your heart. But as you take this bread tonight, you could say, because Jesus is the Lord of my life, I confess that sickness and disease have been dealt with, and I have wholeness. Because Jesus is the Lord of my life. So why don't you take a piece of bread there where you are located and hold on to it for a moment, and we'll all partake of that together, okay? So, we get the bread passed around here. Thank you. And so I think that's the thing to really talk about, think about, and to confess. A sickness and disease has been dealt with. It has been dealt with. It's been done. And let's just leave it right there. And that I have wholeness. So go ahead, let's eat that bread and really think about that wholeness that we have in Christ. And then if you have your juice or wine close to you there, again, just a very simple statement. Because Jesus is the Lord of my life, and He is. That we believe and we confess and we say to ourselves, I have been completely forgiven, and God holds me blameless. So let's have our juice or wine together as we remember this. Father, You're so good to us. It seems to be one of the greatest memorials that Jesus instituted. And it's so significant of us to remember His finished work and all that was done on our behalf. And I just pray that tonight can be life-changing for each and every one of us, Father, as we really have simple faith just to see the benefits and blessings of what we have received so freely. And it's only by Your grace, Father, that we can participate in events like this and be together with one another. And the days ahead are bright, Father, because one of these days Your Son is going to return, and we're going to all be together in the same place. I don't know how many people that's going to be, but I would assume quite a few. So somehow You'll get us all connected, and it's going to be one major celebration in the heavenlies. In the meantime, we're going to endeavor to do our best to honor You, glorify You, and give You praise, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.